I think they're growing pains. You know, this is a large and complex system, and it's a system that, that has a very large amount of traffic. And I know OPM, when I was still at DHS, was testing very thoroughly. Practically every agency in government was involved with OPM in this project. The project actually kicked off after a unanimous vote of the Chico Council to pursue the project and to try to really improve USA jobs. So what OPM and the Chico Council were trying to do was to make a system that would actually make a lot of things better for applicants. You know, for example, when the system is fully realized, one of the things that will happen is an applicant won't have to submit the same documents over and over and over. Right now, because of the way these systems work, if you want to apply for 20 jobs in 20 agencies, you might end up submitting the same documents 20 times. And OPM's moving toward a system where you can submit one resume, you can submit one DD-214, one transcript, and not have to do those things over and over. They actually were trying on the search to improve the search capabilities as well. And when they went through this process, they actually procured a commercial product for search. They're using Microsoft Fast. There were a number of options they had for search. Microsoft Fast appeared to be a very sound one. When you're buying something like that, though, you do have to configure a lot of business rules to make the searches work well. And my guess is what they're finding right now is they have to make some adjustments in some of those business rules to make them work as well as they want them to.
We chatted about this a little bit before we went on the air, and I mentioned to you, I don't think there's anybody who's looking at this from any angle that would say that the goals that OPM laid out and that your team laid out originally for what this should look like and how it should function, I don't think anybody thinks any of those ideas are bad. I think everybody agrees that the goals, that the ultimate end result will be highly beneficial to the agencies and to the applicants. I think what people might be a little bit upset about, and in the sense that I'm getting at least, is, for example, on Friday when this rolled out, our reporter Emily Kopp writes, after 18 months, Director John Barry said, the agency broke the project into 9 digestible pieces, testing each piece as we completed it, and then integrating those 9 pieces as we went along. OPM, Emily writes, took the site offline Friday so it could migrate data from the old version to the new one, scheduled to launch Wednesday, but it's already live. And I think the sense that I'm getting is that people aren't arguing with what the thing will do eventually. I think people are just disappointed that what they thought was going to be a complete product doesn't appear to be functioning as the complete product would function.
Well, I think if you look at the performance right now, it's not where the Chico Council or OPM would have wanted it to be. So they're not, I don't think OPM is going to be looking at this right now and saying, wow, this is just fantastic. Everything's doing exactly what we wanted. But it's also true that systems like this frequently will have some growing pains. I don't think that the problems they're having right now are going to be problems that are long term. You know, keep in mind, this system has been up for less than a week. They had a massive amount of traffic the first few days, multiples of the traffic they used to have on the system. I'm not sure why there were so many hits on the system, but there was a massive amount of traffic. And they're going to have to make some adjustments as they go through this. I think if everyone is patient with them, they'll see over the next few days to a week that we'll start seeing some things settle down and see it get back to operating smoothly. One thing I think that some folks forget is that, you know, this is USA Jobs version 3.0. Version 1.0 was actually done by the same people who did this one. And when USA Jobs stood up, it was a very good product. It was done by the OPM team down in Macon. It worked quite well for a number of years, and then back in about 10 years ago, I think in 2001, the system was turned over to Monster, but not because of any flaws in the system or any problems in the system. It was, you know, just a decision to outsource something that could be done outside. So OPM actually got the experience building this type of system because they built the original and were very successful with the original. And I'm very confident because of that, that they will succeed with this one.
So I guess you're getting at where I was going to go next, which is this a structural issue, or is this just growing pains and an unfortunate collaboration, confluence of events that have all kind of happened all at once?
I think it's growing pains. As far as structure goes, the system is built on sound technology. It is built by a team of people who've done some very effective large-scale systems. The OPM team in Macon does MyPay for DOD. So it's a team of people who actually have a lot of experience and have done some very, very good work and are continuing to do some good work.
Well, I will encourage people then, because you do know what you're doing, having been in government service for as long as you were, to just kind of take a deep breath and give OPM a chance to work through this.
I think that'd be a great idea.